भवते वासुदेवाया ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 12 टेक्स्ट 1 Rahugana converses with Jed Bard. Rahugana uvacha namo namaha karana vigrahaya swarupa chuchikrita vigrahaya namo vaduta Dvija Bandhu Linga Nigudha Nityanubhavayo Tubhyam Rahugana Uvacha Namo Namakarana Vigrahaya Swarupa Chuchikrita Vigrahaya Namo Vaduta Dvijabandulinga Vigura Nityanu Bhavaya Tubhyam Rahugana Uvacha Namo Namakarana Vigrahaya Swarupa Tuchikrita Vigrahaya Namo Vaduta Dvijabandulinga Niguda Nityanu Bhavaya Tubhyam Rahugana Uvacha Namo Namakarana Vigrahaya Swarupa Tuchikrita Vigrahaya Namo Vaduta Dvijabandulinga Nigura Nityanu Bhavaya Tubhyam Rahugana Uvacha Namo Namakarana Vigrahaya Samupatu Chikrita Vigrahaya Namo Vaduta Dvijabandulinga Nugudha Nityanu Bhavaya Tubhyam Rahugana Uvacha Namo Namakarana Vigrahaya Sarupatu Chikrita Vigrahaya Namo Vaduta Dvijabandulinga Nigura Nityanu Bhavaya Tubhyam Matajis Rahugana Uvacha Namo Namakarana Vigrahaya Swarupatu Chikrita Vigrahaya Namo Vaduta Dvijabandulinga Niguda Nityanu Bhavaya Tubhyam Rahugana Uvacha King Rahugana said, Nama, my respectful obeisances. Nama, obeisances. Karana Vigraha, to one whose body emanates from the Supreme Person, the cause of all causes. Swarupa Tuchikrita Vigrahaya, who has completely removed all the contradictions of the Scriptures by manifesting His true self. Nama, respectful obeisances. Avaduta, O Master of all mystic power. Dvijabandhulinga, by the characteristics of a person born in a Brahmin family, but not executing the duties of a Brahmin. Nigudha, covered. Nitya Anubhavaya, to him whose eternal self-realization. Tuvyam, to you. Translation. King Rahugana said, O most exalted personality, you are not different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By the influence of your true self, all kinds of contradiction in the Shastras have been removed. In the dress of a friend of a Brahmin, you are hiding your transcendental blissful position. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. From the Brahma Samhita, we understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the cause of all causes. Sarva Karana Karanam. Rishabhdev was the direct incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes. His son, Bhart Maharaj, who is now acting as the Brahmin Judd Bhart, had received his body from the cause of all causes. Therefore, he is addressed as Karana Vigraha. I'll read one more verse. Is that all right? Huh? Verse 2. O best of the Brahmins, my body is filled with dirty things and my vision has been bitten by the serpent of pride. Due to my material conceptions, I'm diseased. Your nectarian instructions are the proper medicine for one suffering from such a fever, and they are cooling waters for one scorched by the heat. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. A conditioned soul has a body full of dirty things, bones, blood, urine, stool, and so forth. Nonetheless, the most intelligent men in this material world think they are these combinations of blood, bone, urine, and stool. If this is so, why can't other intelligent men be made with these ingredients which are so readily available? The entire world is going on under the bodily conception and creating a hellish condition unfit for any gentleman's living. The instruction given to King Rahugana by Judd Bhart, the instructions given to King Rahugana by Judd Bhart are very valuable. They are like the medicine that can save one from a snake bite. The Vedic instructions are like nectar and cool water from one suffering from scorching heat. Rahugana uvacha namo nama karana vigrahaya swarupa tuchikrita vigrahaya namo vaduta dvijabandhulinga Nigura Nityanu Vavaya Tubyam. King Rahugana said, O most exalted personality, you are not different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By the influence of your true self, all kinds of contradictions in the Shastras have been removed. In the dress of a friend of a Brahmin, you are hiding your transcendental blissful position. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Chaksur unmilitam jena tasmai sri gurave namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So the position of the spiritual master should never be minimized. We can't bring the spiritual master down to our position. That is a great offense to the chanting of the holy name. Just like for ourselves, when we're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, when we're chanting, when we're quoting the Shastra, we're very transcendental and absolute. But when we're doing some mundane activity, because we're not 100% pure devotees, therefore we're not on the transcendental plane. Srila Prabhupada, however, because he is 100% absorbed in Lord Krishna, 24 hours in a day, that's the definition of a pure devotee. Because he's always absorbed in Krishna. When he's quoting the Shastras, he's absolute. And when he's going to the store, his activities and his words are absolute. Everything that he does is absolute. Just like when I was a very young man, we were given the opportunity, first time I got close to Srila Prabhupada. They gave us opportunity, I think it was 1975, to guard Srila Prabhupada's door in Srinamayapur. And while we were guarding the door, one early evening, Srila Prabhupada came out, and he straightened his kalpins. He looked over, who is this nonsense? I was like sitting there, offered obeisances. He leaned over the veranda railing, and he spit. About 15, 20 minutes later, I was relieved of my service. And I ran around to everyone I knew and people I didn't know. Prabhupada just came out of his room. He straightened his kalpins and people said, how did he straighten his kalpins? Kind of like this. I mean, like this? No, like this. Everyone wanted to, and then he spit. Where did he spit? Can you show me? When the pure devotee straightens his kalpins, the disciple, one who has faith, he's amazed at such a transcendental activity. I straighten my kalpins, get out of town. The pure devotee straightens his kalpins, it's 100%, 100% transcendental. He leans over the railing. Completely transcendental. This is the faith in the Vaishnav literatures. Rupa Goswami Prabhupada tells us, Adau Shraditata Saru Sangata Bhajana Kriya Tato Anartha Nivritisya Tato Nista Ruchistata Tato Bhava Tato Premya Bhiranchiti Sadakamam mayam premna padur bhave bhavet krama. In the beginning, adau, there's shraddha. One has to have faith. And what is that faith? Srila Prabhupada tells us that faith means unflinching trust in that which is sublime. We have our faith in the bus, in the car repairman, in the mailman. We have great faith in the United States Post Office. They're wonderful people. And for 40-some days, they held our return mail because someone quit and they couldn't figure out how to get someone to mark down the return mail. Did you know? For 40 days and 40 nights. Great faith we have. United States Postal System, they would not give us our return mail until Mataji Dwarkarani went to the Better Business Bureau, the Attorney General, the Federal Office of Better Business, and they got so much heat that they said, here, take your mail, we'll figure it out later. But we have faith. Oh, I put something in the post mail, and it's definitely going to get there. We have faith in this material world. We have faith that when I park my car in the night, the next morning, it's going to be there. We have great faith. But that faith is misplaced. Because you park your car in the night, you don't know. It may even be there, but there may be some things missing. Your radio, your GPS, or whatever. Your MP3 player. You give to the post office, there's no telling if it'll get there or not. There was once a discussion that we overheard on a news program with a retired five-star general in the United States Army. And they were discussing that the new stealth bomber that was created for several billions of dollars, that was supposed to be undetected, was actually detected by radar at the airport in Idaho, in Pocatello, Idaho. So the news, 60 Minutes or one of those news programs, they were interviewing the general, retired general, and they said, how is this possible? It's a stealth bomber. It's not supposed to be detected. And the radar from Pocatello, Idaho, detected. And the general said, well, can you tell me what is an elephant? The lady said, I don't know what's an elephant. He said, this is an old army. Anyone who's been in the army for years and who's worked with the federal government knows the answer to this. He said, an elephant is a mouse that's built to specifications by the United States government. She was laughing, and he was serious. An elephant is a mouse. They built a mouse to specifications, and it's an elephant. So we have great faith. The government, they're going to save us. They're going to give us health care. The health care we just looked up on the internet, Judah Karma, was looking up. The health care is going to cost the average family $1,500 per month. $18,000 a year for the average family, mandatory health care. If you don't have this health care, you could be arrested, fined, thrown in prison, just like not having insurance on your automobile. So they want to pass this resolution. The government, they're helping the people so much. They're so beneficial to the people. Give us $1,500 a month. People are making average $42,000 a year, so they're making average $3,500 a month. They're taking home average about out of that $2,700. If you take $1,500 a month off for the care, health care for the two adults and two children, then you've got $1,200 left in a month, which means you can't even live in the ISKCON apartments. You can't even live on Watsika. You cannot afford to live on Watsika unless you live in the Brahmachari ashram, your wife lives in the Brahmacharini ashram, and the kids roam free on the streets. And the government is doing a great favor. Oh, we're going to help the people. We're going to help everyone. And we have great faith. Oh, yeah, they're putting a good thing. We'll all have great health care. They gave me some health care. I went to the dentist, and he wanted to give me, I had some insurance from this work I was doing. I didn't look at the deductible on the insurance. Sometimes they have a deductible. It means the first 1,000 or the first 500, or sometimes the first 5,000, you pay each time you go. And they'll pay over that, the insurance. So I went to the dentist. He said, well, you have all this silver in there. And this thing here, I don't want to pull it, but we can dig down and do a root canal. And he wrote up the whole thing, $2,600. I said, well, how about the insurance? The insurance is supposed to cover. He said, your insurance gives half off, 50%. He said, and I've already applied that. It would have been $5,200. So I said, well, can we stop some of this? He said, no, all that has to be done. I said, why do you have to take out the silver? He said, what would you want the silver in there for? Silver fillings. I said, well, how else will the government keep in touch with me? The nurse was laughing like anything. The doctor was not laughing. He wanted to put in, what do they call these days, enamel. And we have great faith. Give only $5,000. They'll have a root canal. I never understood what a root canal is. They just dig to find out what's wrong with your tooth. $1,500, we have great faith. Finally, when they get there, they may decide, oh, we've got to pull this one out, which would have just cost $25 to begin with. And you could have said, hey, I don't need this tooth here. Just yank it. So he wanted, we have great faith. I had great faith. $2,600 and we could fix your mouth. So I decided, okay, let me think about it. I went to the India Sweets and Spices and I got a bottle of cloves and I went home. If you put cloves on, it soothes the pain. And it actually worked. But we have great faith. Our real faith, Adau Shraddhata Saru Sangha, our real faith is meant to be put, our real love and trust is meant to be put in Srila Prabhupada, in the pure devotee of the Lord. We all have that opportunity. We worship Srila Prabhupada every day. We read Srila Prabhupada's books. Even you've been given Diksha. Someone asked me the other day, we were giving a class online, and they said, well, what if you have faith in your guru, but your guru isn't a pure devotee, or your guru has left? I said, you've been initiated into the institution. It's very simple. You're a Shiksha disciple. We are all Shiksha disciples of Srila Prabhupada. You can't deny. You're reading Srila Prabhupada's books. Every day you're performing guru puja to Srila Prabhupada. Every time you pass a devotee on the street, either they say Hare Bol or Jai Srila Prabhupada or All Glories to Prabhupada. You hang up the phone, everyone, All Glories to Prabhupada. Or when you pick it up, All Glories to Prabhupada. So we are Shiksha, we are all Shiksha disciples of Srila Prabhupada. We have great faith in Srila Prabhupada. And our line of disciplic succession, by the way, is a Shiksha line. This isn't to say Ritvik, one has to accept a Diksha Guru. But the emphasis in our line of disciplic succession, if one studies, what is the song Naikatma? In the end of the songs of the Vaishnavacharyas, there's the song Brahma Hoite, and it goes from Brahma, the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, Shiksha Hoy, Shiksha Hoy, Shiksha Hoy. If you read it, I think Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the Shiksha disciple, Shiksha Guru for Gorkhasura Das Babaji. And even Jagannath Das Babaji was the Shiksha Guru, not Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Correct? So we are a Shiksha line. It means those who are giving instruction, and we all have the great fortune. Our Parama Guru, Prabhupada, told us, don't jump over my head and read Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's books. We didn't perform Guru Puja for Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. But Srila Prabhupada, being the Samstapakacharya, arranged this movement that everyone would be able to become his Shiksha disciple. We're reading Prabhupada's books. We're all listening to Prabhupada's lectures. That's not jumping over the head of your Diksha Guru. We're worshiping Srila Prabhupada, the words that emanate from his lotus mouth. My only desire is to become purified by the words that emanate from his lotus mouth. So with great faith, trust in something that's sublime, we do not minimize or drag the spiritual master down to our level, but with great faith and love and devotion, we worship the spiritual master. And by his mercy, sometimes we tell each other, give me your mercy. Everyone, Prabhupada even said in that lecture, they translated as acid bath. We were here on one Sunday, and Prabhupada said, don't go to the spiritual master for asarva. So devotees didn't know what it was. Whoever was in archives, whoever was typing. And if you read the transcript, it says, don't go to the spiritual master for an acid bath. The spiritual master is not there to give you acid bath. I was thinking, my God, what's like hydrochloric acid in a bathtub? I was very confused. I was thinking of Nirantara, who told me that if you go and put hydrochloric acid in a bathtub, your hair will turn red if you bathe in the and put your hair in the hydrochloric acid. His hair was red for some time when he had hair. So I was thinking, acid bath, is that kind of like that hydrochloric? Is asarva a blessing? Yasya prasada, we pray every day. Yasya prasada, Bhagavat prasado, yasya prasada, nagati kutopi. By the mercy of the spiritual master, we get the mercy of Krishna. Savas Prabhu read this morning the book Bhagavat and the person Bhagavat. The person Bhagavat is the representation because everything about him is the same as the book Bhagavat. Person Bhagavat, Srila Prabhupada. By the mercy of the book Bhagavat, of the spiritual master, one gets the mercy of Krishna. Without the mercy of the spiritual master, nagati kutopi, we don't get the mercy of Krishna. We gave the lecture the other day on the internet that what is the greatest impediment to chanting of the holy names? And right there, if we minimize the order of the spiritual master, if we change, edit, what is that? Addition, amendment, or alteration of his order. If we bring the spiritual master to our level, if we don't go for the mercy of the spiritual master with great faith and devotion, we can't even begin to understand Krishna. Nagati katopi, yasya prasadat. We pray every day. Yasya prasada, bhagavat prasado, yasya prasada, nagati katopi. Without his mercy, one cannot get Bhagavat Prasad, the mercy of Bhagavan, of Krishna. So we're all very fortunate. We have that opportunity that we can have faith in the pure devotee. Just like here, this Maharaj Rahugana was finally giving great faith and devotion to Judd Bard. At first he was criticizing and offending. Later he understood what a great devotee. So ado shraditata sadhu sangha. When one has faith, the next step for unflinching trust in the sublime is that one associates with saintly persons in a saintly way by hearing, chanting, remembering. We are all sadhana bhaktas. We are performing sadhana bhakti. Our most important activity, when you talk about a saintly person, they're known as a sadhaka in many languages. Sometimes we tell people at the yoga studios in Hebrew, the name for a saintly person is a tzaddik. And in Sanskrit, the name of a saintly person is a sadhaka. Sadhu, sadvi, sadhaka, one who practices sadhana, one who has a regular practice. So, ado shraditata sadhu, sadhaka sangha, ado shraditata sadhu sangha to bhajana kriya. Bhajana kriya means we engage in practical devotional service under the guidance of the spiritual master. Not that we do anything and everything that we like and call that devotional, but the spiritual master has given us instructions. He has his institutions, his representatives, and we engage in bhajana kriya. That's the next stage after sadhaka sangha, sadhu sangha. Vajana Kriya Tato Anartha Nivritti Syat Tato Nista. Then our unwanted habits go away. Unwanted habits, sometimes they try to just stop the unwanted habits and give up, become a vairagi. In the Vaishnava scripture, we call it smashana vairagya or markata vairagya. Markata vairagya means a monkey is very renounced. He goes from tree to tree. He only eats a little bit of fruit. But in his mind, he's thinking, Prabhupada says, Kila Kila, where is the she monkey? I need a she monkey right away. He's only thinking of sense gratification. So that's not really renunciation. It may appear like the hippies. They appear. We live very simply. We eat natural foods. Even when I was, before I became devotee, and I saw the devotees are eating broccoli and cauliflower and potatoes in a cream sauce, I thought, why don't they eat simply? Why don't they eat raw food or even those days, vegan food? Can't they just eat nuts and fruit? Why do they eat so much? I was thinking, this isn't renounced. These guys eat sour cream with everything. I even asked Bhutatma, how come you put sour cream in all your food? That's not very renounced. He looked at me and laughed and he said, we offer everything to Krishna. And Krishna likes milk products very much and we eat the remnants. But we can be renounced and eat simple. If you want to eat simple, you can eat simple. The hippies, they're markata vairagya and smashana vairagya. Sometimes we go to a funeral and it's very sad. So-and-so passed away. My God, this life is so temporary. He or she was so young. It's so sad. The body is gone. So at the funeral, when they're burning the body, we're thinking very renounced and very austere. And as soon as we get back, they had in the news, one lady was under investigation because her husband had died, and at the funeral she was crying, wearing black, accepting the condolences of everyone. And the police were very interested in her because they weren't sure how he died. And that night, they rented a bar room and she threw a wild bacchanalian party on his behalf where everyone was drinking and laughing and carrying on. And the police thought, okay, wait a second. She's a person of interest in the death of her husband. Because why is she so happy just 10 hours after burying him? So there's this smashana vairagya. When we bury someone at the memorial, we're very somber, we're very sober, we're thinking about spiritual things. Why am I here? Who am I? Why am I suffering? I know I had a friend when I was very young. He got into a car wreck and he passed away. And I was immediately, for weeks and weeks, I was thinking, what are we doing here? Who is God? What is life all about? For weeks and weeks and weeks, till his ex-girlfriend came over to my house and consoled me, so to speak. Then I think I gave up my renunciation. But smashana vairagya means at the memorial service, there at the funeral, I'm feeling very sober. But Krishna consciousness means yukta vairagya. It means real renunciation. that when I engage in Bhajana Kriya, in practical devotional service, then anartha nivritti syat. Then I become naturally, of course we try, we have to try, we become renounced from this world. We give up our unwanted habits. We can become fixed. Anartha nivritti syat nista ruchis tata. One gets a taste. Tato bhava, one gets filled up with emotional devotion, devotional emotions, and prema budanchati. One becomes lover of Krishna. But it begins with having faith in the spiritual master and Krishna, in Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. Having full faith, it begins with that faith. Just like Maharaj Rahugana, now he's become faithful and respectful. Namo Nama. He's offering obeisances again and again to Jad Bhart. And now he's ready to hear. Now he's ready for Krishna consciousness. This is our situation. Sometimes if someone has diabetes, they take their blood test. Some devotees have come over to check to make sure if their blood is under the sugar level, under the good level for sugars. So if you really have the disease of diabetes, you're supposed to take your blood 3, 4, 5 times in a day to check. It's too much sugar, too little sugar, especially if one takes insulin. If you have too little sugar, you can go into shock. Too much sugar is also detrimental long term. So they have to control the sugars. So similarly, we can check our mind to see where we're going. And like Marge was saying the other day, and everyone was talking about the sweeping the brain as soon as we get up and beating the mind and sweeping at night, the Prabhupada had said, one has to check all the time. Am I engaged in Krishna consciousness? Am I offending Srila Prabhupada? Am I engaged with full faith in associating with the devotees, following the regular principles of freedom, trying to become a sadhaka? One can check, just like a diabetic, throughout the day several times and test. Where am I at? What am I doing? What am I doing this for now? Is this sense gratification for my pleasure, or is this for the pleasure of my spiritual master? And then gradually we'll advance from that stage of faith and association of devotees to the upper stages of devotional life. Any questions or discussion? Yes, Prabhuji. What's your name?
Leonardo.
What did you say?
Leonardo.
Leonardo. Leonardo DiCaprio. Okay. Bienvenido a Los Angeles.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I was just wondering if you could mention again why you said that reading Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's book would have been stepping over Prabhupada's head, but for us having, or if we will, take diksha of a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, how that would not, if we read Prabhupada's book, why that is not stepping over our guru's
good
head.
Point. Yeah, good you. Point. Because Srila Prabhupada told us, don't jump over the head of your guru. And he gave us the Brahma Samhita by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. And he gave us some of his teachings. But he didn't want us to go directly. He wanted us to go through him purposefully. So that's the order of the spiritual master. And also he wanted his books to be the law books for the next 10,000 years so that everyone could take advantage of his books. He said at one time, it is not ABCD translation. It is all one must be self-realized soul. So Prabhupada also instructed to read his books and to keep him as the senate. Our ISKCON GBC has voted repeatedly that one of our main businesses is to keep Srila Prabhupada, who is the Samstapakacharya, the founder acharya, not just an acharya, the Samstapakacharya, in the center at all times. Not Ritvik. There's Diksha. Everyone has to take some Diksha. But Prabhupada is in the center at all times. And one is so fortunate, you're so fortunate, that you can keep Srila Prabhupada in the core of your heart. You're Diksha Guru too, of course. But you have to keep Prabhupada in your heart too. You're a Prabhupada Shiksha. Is that right? Did I say anything wrong? Borderline? Yes.
If you look at the Nectar of the Month for the BBT newsletter, there's a quote that substantiates what you're saying, where Prabhupada was very complaining that they're coming to me to ask about books by other spiritual masters, but they're not even reading my books. So that was the point. If you don't read Bhagavad Gita, if you don't read Srimad Bhagavatam, if you haven't read Chaitanya, you have no business reading Rupa Goswami's literatures directly. But then later on in the CC, Prabhupada did say that if you, one who wants further information can read such and such literature, and he wanted them translated, like Ujjala Nilamani and books like that. But first of all, you have to be absorbed. You have to know Prabhupada's books like a lawyer knows his law books. He said that repeatedly. So if you don't know Bhagavad Gita inside and out, if you don't know Srimad Bhagavatam, if you don't know CC, you have no business running around Loy Bazaar looking for this book, that book. That's foolish. Read Prabhupada's books first, and then maybe later on, if you need a little more information about this point or that point, you can go to another book and find it.
Very nice. Prabhupada said that we should read his books, like you said, know like a lawyer knows the law books. And here in ISKCON Los Angeles, Savas Prabhu has made a resolution, I can't remember when, but that when you give class, you have to quote from Prabhupada's books, and you have to read from Prabhupada's books. We don't read from other books, correct? And that we don't jump over the head of our guru. But you, Leonardo G., can jump over the head of your guru to go to Srila Prabhupada. You could tell him I said so. See what he says. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.